Then answered him discreet Telemachus, O Nestor, son of Neleus, great glory of the Achaeans, stoutly that son took vengeance, and the Achaeans shall spread his fame afar, that future times may know. Oh, that to me as well the gods would give the power to pay the suitors for their grievous wrongs, for they with insult work me outrage. But no such boon the gods bestowed on me and on my father. Now, therefore, all must simply be endured. Then answered him the Gerenian horseman Nestor, Friend, since you turn my thoughts to this by your own words, they say that many suitors of your mother, heedless of you, work evil in your halls. Pray, tell me, do you willingly submit, or are the people of your land adverse to you, led by some voice of God? Who knows but yet Odysseus may return and recompense their crimes, either alone or all the Achaeans with him. Ah, might clear-eyed Athena be pleased to be your friend as formerly she aided great Odysseus, there in the Trojan land where we Achaeans suffered. For I never knew the gods to show such open friendship as Pallas Athena showed in standing by Odysseus. If now to you she would be such a friend and heartily give aid, perhaps some of these men would cease to think of marriage. Then answered him discreet Telemachus, Nay, sire, not soon, I think, will words like these come true. Too great is what you say. I am astonished. Hope what I might, such things could never be, not if the gods should will them. Then said to him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, Telemachus, what word has passed the barrier of your teeth? Easily may a god who will bring a man safe from far. Yes, I myself would gladly meet a multitude of woes, if so I might go home and see my day of coming, and not return and fall beside my hearth as Agamemnon fell, under the plottings of his own wife and Aegisthus. Yet death, 'tis true, the common lot, gods have no power to turn even from one they love, when the fell doom of death that lays men low once overtakes him. Then answered her discreet Telemachus, Mentor, let us talk of this no more. It makes us sad. For him no real return can ever be. Long time ago the immortals fixed his death and his dark doom. At present I would trace a different story, and question Nestor, since beyond all men else he knows the right and wise. 3 generations of mankind they say that he has ruled, and as I now behold him he seems like an immortal. O Nestor, son of Neleus, tell me the story true. How did the son of Atreus die, wide-ruling Agamemnon? And where was Menelaus? What was the deadly plot wily Aegisthus laid to kill a man much braver than himself? Was Menelaus absent from Achaean Argos, traveling to men afar, so that Aegisthus, taking courage, did the murder?